So in 2022, Steve Quayle and I recorded a four-part series called Battlefield America. And the title included the years 2022 through 2024. And in that series, which you can still watch on Brightown.com, just search for Battlefield America, Steve and I predicted exactly what you're seeing now. And we predicted it's going to get worse, that America is going to be turned into an active war zone before the end of 2024. And if you're looking at what's happening right now on the college campuses across the country, where you have state troopers, or you have police now brutalizing students and college professors in some cases, tasering students, throwing people to the ground, handcuffing them, just a brutal police assault, actually, which is highly disturbing for lots of reasons, because, you know, I support law enforcement by and large, and we need them in our society, but we don't need them to be Zionist enforcers, right? So that's crazy, and that's happening right now across America. College campuses are being turned into something that's approaching war zone status. We're not there yet, but the way that, for example, Governor Abbott of Texas is responding to the student protests is, it's going to escalate it into a war zone effort. Now, on the other side, trying to escalate the student uprisings are, of course, various forces. And one of them is George Soros and the Open Society Foundation. And of course, the New York Post ran an article detailing the George Soros links to some of the nonprofits that are funding some of the students. It's not like it's funding all the students. Most of it's spontaneous, but it is being augmented by some amount of funding from the George Soros groups. And if you're wondering why is that the case? What's happening? The answer is, well, George Soros, he wants to take advantage of any kind of chaotic situation in order to cause more damage and anarchy across America, because his goal is to destroy America. I wouldn't be surprised if he had multi-billion dollar bets against the U.S. dollar currency, by the way, because he's made a lot of money in other countries by causing mass chaos and then profiting when the currency collapsed. So that might be his plan. I don't know for sure, but that's a possibility. In any case, he doesn't want America to stand. He hates America because of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But then we're also finding out that Republicans don't honor the Bill of Rights and Constitution either, because suddenly when it comes to students criticizing Israel, then nobody has any First Amendment rights anywhere in America, not even in conservative states like Texas, where Governor Abbott is saying that, hey, anybody who criticizes Israel should go to jail. We're like, what? Well, that's apparently what he believes. I don't know what crime he's going to charge all these people with that he's arresting at the University of Texas, Austin, but he thinks they should all go to jail. Apparently, Senator Ted Cruz agrees with that. And a lot of conservatives, which is why I recently announced I'm done with the GOP. GOP has just demonstrated it has no principles whatsoever. It doesn't believe in free speech, doesn't believe in the First Amendment, nor the Second Amendment, nor small government, or any of the other things that they claim to support. Remember when Speaker Johnson said there won't be a dime of funding for Ukraine until we solve the U.S. border crisis? Yeah. And then how quickly he caved on that. All of a sudden, it's, you know, $95 billion for Ukraine and Israel, and more bombs, more genocide, and money for Taiwan and all kinds of things. It's like, well, so much for your promise of doing something for the U.S. border. But that's the way it is with nearly all Republicans at the moment. There are exceptions, like Representative Thomas Massie is doing great work, and he's calling all this out, and he voted against that bill. In fact, there are 21 Republicans in the House who voted against it. Representative Biggs, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and, you know, a number of others. I don't remember all their names, but we probably should remember all their names, because they're the heroes who are trying to do the right thing. Meanwhile, most of the people in the Senate and in the House are just sellouts. They don't represent the American people. You know that, of course. They represent, well, Zionism. They do the bidding of Israel and so on. But regardless, there are multiple forces that are trying to exploit this situation to create anarchy in America and to create it before the election. And there's another group, which is China. And there's even another group, which is the immigrant or illegal immigration societies such as HIAS, H-I-A-S. And then there's the UN groups, the IOM, and so on. And what they want to do is overrun America, which they've done with illegal immigration. And then at some point, they want to activate some number of millions of illegal immigrants inside America to start carrying out acts of war against domestic infrastructure. So this is why George Soros is jumping in. He's like, hey, it's chaos hour. You know, let's augment that. That's what he's thinking, probably. The bottom line is what you're looking at here, folks, is just like what Steve Quayle and I predicted 2 years ago. Battlefield America, depending on where you are, you're going to find yourself caught up in an actual war zone all across America. I mean, not in every county, but spread out across America. You're going to find war zones in California, war zones in Texas, war zones on the East Coast, you know, in the Midwest and so on. In fact, Michael Young was telling me in an interview I did with him just yesterday, he said that he has relocated his base of operations to Texas. And he said, if you live in Texas, you should be worried about that because he's a war correspondent. You know, he said, I go where the war is and I know when war is coming because I've been doing this long enough. I've seen it in, you know, he's probably visited like 65 countries or something at this point. He knows what war looks like and he knows what pre-war looks like. And he wants to be there because he's a war correspondent. So he moved to Texas. He's like, because war is coming. War is coming to America. War is coming to Texas. There's going to be a border war. There's going to be, you know, terrorism, sabotage, all kinds of things. But you probably notice that the bigger the crisis becomes, the more civil liberties are just completely destroyed. They just vanish. You get all kinds of just abandonment of freedom of speech and the Fourth Amendment, because you have now the FISA warrants and secret warrantless surveillance taking place, which, of course, Speaker Johnson supported that as well, and quite a few Republicans. And that's just a small example of what you're going to see. And then we have war escalating with Russia. So you have, in this bill funding Ukraine, you have what, $65 billion, I believe, something in that neighborhood, of more money for weapons for Ukraine, and then sending the longer range ATACMS missiles that are fired out of the HIMARS systems, I believe, and that have a range of something like approaching 200 miles, maybe not quite that much, 190 miles. So now you're going to see an effort by Ukraine to blow up Russia's Crimean bridge. And that's going to escalate things. And Ukraine is doing that on purpose for the same reason that Israel is striking the Iranian embassy in Damascus, for example. It's the same reason. It's to escalate the conflict and drag America into the war in a much larger role so that America can do more fighting for you. Ukraine wants America to do the fighting, and Israel wants America to do the fighting, but America's going to be busy fighting at home because the continental United States, CONUS, is going to be turned into a freaking war zone, and it's going to happen so fast. I mean, think about how quickly this whole campus dust up happened. You know, all of a sudden, you know, they're arresting, tossing around cameramen from Fox News. You know, all of a sudden they're throwing female professors to the ground as they're screaming. All of a sudden they're tasering students. And they had snipers on the roofs, by the way. At least one university, we saw that. Snipers, like actual police snipers. Like, what are you going to do? Start shooting students? Really? Is that your plan? I would not be surprised if we see a massacre, like an actual massacre of students carried out by law enforcement. I would not be surprised at all, because that's how high the temperature is right now. The situation is spiraling out of control. It's very, very dangerous. And both Republicans and the Biden administration are in on this. While the Democrats are split, you've got the, you know, the pro-Palestine Democrats, the like Ilhan Omar and so on, who are Muslims. So they're totally opposed to the Israeli genocide. And then you've got the peace activists in the Democrat Party who are opposed to the genocide. But then you've got the, you know, Biden loyalist members of the Democrat Party, and then the Jewish members of the Democrat Party. And so they're all in favor of genocide, of course. So you notice one thing about all of this is that the lines have become blurred. You can no longer just count on a clear division between, let's say, liberals and conservatives. It doesn't work that way. You can't just automatically look at somebody and know that they're a Republican and think like you know what their positions are going to be. They might be a Christian Zionist conservative that's all in favor of, like, sacrifice the cows, you know, do the occult rituals, summon Jesus back. Like, that's what they believe for whatever reason. And then you got the anti-war conservatives like myself. Well, I'm more of an independent thinker, of course, but I have a lot of conservative philosophies like small government. But I'm anti-war. I'm pro-peace, you know? So that's normally the position of the left, but the left has abandoned peace. They want war, especially war in Ukraine. They want to destroy Russia. So the battle lines are all blurred now. You don't know really who's on your side. You don't know who's aligned with who. And that's why in all this chaos, I resort to focusing on key principles, the principles of sustainable society. How do we live together in a world of different ethnicities, different religions, different countries, different languages, different skin color? How do we live together? Well, we have to have universal laws, civil rights. We have to respect human life no matter what it looks like. And the Zionists don't respect human life, clearly, because they're exterminating the Palestinians, or trying to. And everybody going along with them is like pro-genocide. Well, that's not sustainable. That's not how we can live together in a society. It doesn't work. So I hope you join me in thinking about the importance of relying on key universal principles like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, protecting innocent life, right? Like not bombing diplomatic property, Israel, because that's what they think they can do. And also principles of de-escalation, principles of negotiation, and geopolitical humility rather than this extreme arrogance that's demonstrated by both Israel and the U.S. empire, which thinks it can run around the world and tell everybody what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. Oh, you can't sell parts to Russia. They go to China. You know, Janet Yellen and I think Blinken might be there now. They go to China and they say, well, you're not allowed to sell electronics to Russia because we say so, because we're America. China just laughs. Like, oh, Anthony Blinken, he'll use us some chopsticks up your ass, you know, because you can't tell us who to sell to. It's insane that, but America is still this global bully that thinks it can run around the world and just tell everybody what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. Oh, we're going to sanction you out of the dollar system. The rest of the world is like, we're not even going to use the dollar 2 years from now. I mean, we already have plans to abandon it and replace it. Who cares? Threaten us all you want. Don't throw me into that briar patch, right? You know, it's really insane. But the bottom line is, domestically, we're all going to be in a very dire situation. And in practical terms, expect major disruptions. Expect disruptions in electricity. Do you have a good backup generator yet? And when I say generator, I don't mean just a gas generator. If you can, upgrade yourself to a diesel generator, which could be a diesel tractor that has a PTO generator on it. Because diesel is easy to store, and it stores for many, many years. It just lasts longer. And diesel has multiple uses, you know. You can use it on a tractor, use it on a generator, on a truck. You can use it for heat. You can have a forced air diesel blower heater that I used last winter. So think about upgrading your diesel supply or upgrading your generator. You might have to run your own electrical grid for weeks or even months, depending on, maybe there's going to be an EMP attack, for example. How are you going to still have electricity, right? Also, food supply. That's an obvious one. You probably already have at least some amount of storable food. You might want to think about increasing that, or maybe you need to increase the diversity of your food supply. Can you expand it in any way that you don't have covered yet? You know, at our store, healthrangerstore.com, we've got now powdered organic cream. We also have organic powdered, cheddar cheese. I think it's cheddar. Yeah. It's cheddar cheese, and we've got freeze-dried cans of fruits and vegetables, and the fruits are, of course, very rich in vitamin C and other natural fruit compounds that are usually missing from people's storable food. So if you want some more storable food that's lab-tested, that's certified organic, visit us at healthrangerstore.com. But of course, that's just one part of this. Make sure that you've got a good supply of ammunition, and ammo is only going to get more and more expensive. Where do you get ammo? I mean, I don't know, shop around online. compare prices. There is a website called AmmoSeek.com that does price comparisons of all the major ammo retailers in real time. So if you go to AmmoSeek.com, you can click on, let's say, 9mm. Like, I want 9mm for my pistol or what have you. And then they'll show you like all the 9mm prices. And that's a good resource. I use that. It's good to shop around. Don't forget to account for the shipping prices that are on top of the actual ammo prices as well. But AmmoSeek.com is a really good site for that. You're going to need backup communications. You know, satellite phones, obviously, they're one of our sponsors, SAT123.com. But the reason they're so popular is because everybody needs backup communications in case the power grid goes down or the cell towers go down. And they also have satellite-based text messaging devices where you can also send a text to other people's phones, or you can receive a phone text via satellite on this satellite device, which is called a Bivy Stick, B-I-V-Y, Bivy. Kind of an interesting name. But check that out at SAT123.com. And how's your firearms readiness, by the way? Coconut oil serves as a firearms solvent and lubricant. You can actually clean your firearms with some cotton swabs and some coconut oil. It works great. I've done that for years. But what's great about it is you're storing coconut oil, which of course is a high density, high calorie superfood. It has antibacterial properties. You can use coconut oil around the house as a lubricant on door hinges or door knobs and things like that. You can use it to clean your guns, like I just said, or you can use it to help make like skin creams. Maybe you're growing medicinal herbs and then you extract those herbs and you mix it with coconut oil and a little bit of beeswax and you can make a salve. Or you can pan fry with coconut oil or put it into your smoothies, whatever. Coconut oil is one of those preparedness items that is just so multi-purpose. There are probably a dozen key uses for coconut oil. I've just named like five or six. There are a lot more. But that's the kind of thing that's very smart to stock up on because you can use it in so many different ways. And then don't forget about off-grid cash. What are you going to do for money when the system goes down? When you can't get cash out of the ATM? Do you have some cash? How much do you have? Is it enough? Should be probably a few thousand dollars worth of cash, I would imagine. Then what about silver? What about gold? In addition to that, what about gold backs? You know, what about crypto? Do you have things that you can trade and barter? Garden seeds, 9mm ammo, 5.56 ammo, you know, on and on. Just double check all your preparedness supplies. Make sure you're fully ready for where things are headed because the situation is getting quite dire. You're going to find yourself living in an actual battlefield war zone in many areas across America. Now, another important principle in all of this is that no one is coming to save you. I know a lot of people are Trump fans. I've given up on Trump at this point. I mean, with promoting vaccines and supporting all the money for Ukraine and Israel and selling out America and, you know, just every person that Trump supports ends up being a traitor to America. It's just sickening. And Trump's just unrelenting support for Israel and Zionism and genocide against Palestinians. I can't support him. But Trump's not going to save you. Trump's not going to save America. There's nobody coming to save you. The system will collapse. At this point, I'm even wondering if it even matters who's elected. They're all the same. You always get John McCain, no matter what. Republicans, Democrats alike. There's almost nobody in a position of real power, even in the Republican Party, who does anything that they say they're going to do. So at this point, I just can't vote for them anymore. I just can't participate in the fraud. That's all. If you want to vote for them because you say, well, the Democrats are worse. Okay, I understand. I get that. That was my policy until recently. Now it's like I can't live with myself if I vote for any of these criminals, you know, these fraudsters. I can't deal with it. So I'm only going to vote locally. I'll vote for the state. You know, I'll vote county elections, what have you. I just can't vote for anybody else until we have a new party or something, or some new independent candidate that isn't a Zionist sellout. You know, I just can't do it. But recognizing that, it's a really healthy realization that no one's coming to save you. Okay. You're not going to be bailed out by some political savior, by some new policy, by some election victory. And the elections are still rigged anyway. The tyranny is in full force. You're not going to be saved. You're going to have to take action to protect yourself and save yourself. And I know that some of you are listening and you think you're going to be raptured. We've all got, everybody's got the right to believe whatever they want to believe, and fine. But don't use belief in the rapture as an excuse to not prepare. That's all I'm going to say about that. If you think you're going to be raptured and that makes you say to yourself, well, I don't need to prepare, you know, God's going to take me out of here and, hurry up and kill the red heifers, you know, say, okay, whatever. But I'm not counting on that timeline, since nobody even agrees on what the timeline would be, or even if the rapture is real. You know, Christians never even talked about the rapture until, I forgot the guy's name, it was some guy that kind of invented the concept in the late 1800s, and since then it's kind of gone viral, and now everybody's talking about the rapture. Yeah, it's not even written in the Bible. So I don't know. I'm not counting on that, certainly not at this time. You know what I am counting on? I'm counting on the fact that there's going to be a lot of chaos, a lot of anarchy, lawlessness, crime, looting, and a collapse of infrastructure. That's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on the grocery store shelves being empty, the gas stations not functioning, the banks collapsing. If you want to count on Jesus taking you out of here before all that happens, that's your business. But I'm counting on having to live through those things. And that's what I'm preparing for, to make it through all those things. Because, of course, in conclusion, Steve Quayle and I saw this years ago. So did other people. Alex Jones has been warning about this for years, and many people have. It wasn't hard to see this coming. I do want to admit here that when I make predictions now, they're not difficult, because it's the same pattern over and over again. This is what Alex Jones says. You just read the globalist documents. They tell you what they're going to do. It's not difficult. All you got to do is read it and then explain it. So this is not rocket science, what's coming. The intention of the globalists is to collapse America. Deagle.com, folks. It used to say that by the end of 2025, I believe, there would only be 99 million Americans left alive. So that means, if that's true, they got to kill, or somehow, 230 million Americans, right, have to die, because isn't the current population 330 million? Well, to get that to under 100 million, somebody's got to kill 230 million. That's almost a quarter of a billion Americans are going to die. Some of that's already begun with the vaccine depopulation bioweapon, but that's nowhere near that number. You know, the vaccine deaths might be a million at this point, maybe 1.5 million, maybe more, but it's not 100 million. It's not even 10 million. So there's got to be something else. If they're going to crank up the depop, they're going to have to roll out something way bigger, like nuclear war or total collapse of the financial system. And by the way, that's exactly the kind of thing that they're planning. Or maybe civil war. Maybe they can get the American people to kill each other. You know, that's the perfect globalist plan right there. But whatever it looks like, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be difficult. You're about to live through the most difficult portion of your life that you've ever experienced. Nothing will even come close to this, probably. So get ready. Be prepared. Triple down on your preparedness supplies. Double check everything. Oh, also one more thing. Use Brighteon.io. It's free. This is the decentralized, peer-to-peer, serverless emergency communications platform. Just go there now, Brighteon.io. Sign up. You don't even need a phone number. You don't need an email. You don't have to use your name. Nothing. You sign up. It's completely anonymous. It's uncensorable. There are no central servers. It's peer-to-peer. It's blockchain-driven. It's powered by hundreds of nodes around the world. So this will survive nuclear war. And even if our main websites are taken down by the State Department or something, it's like, oh, take Brighteon offline. Well, Brighteon.com. Okay. But you can't take down the Brighteon.io apps, because they don't even use domain names. So go there, download the app, install it. It's built on the Bastion system, which is, again, decentralized, peer-to-peer, blockchain-driven, uncensorable, unconfiscatable, unstoppable. That's our emergency comp. Subscribe there to my channel called Health Ranger. There are, I don't know, approaching a million users on there right now, multiple languages all over the world. So join up, start posting, start earning reputation there. You could even start collecting some Pcoin. That's the crypto that powers the reputation system on there. It's called Pocket Coin. And it's basically a copy of Bitcoin, but just for this platform. Anyway, you start earning some Pcoin and getting some reputation, you can post more content. You can eventually post videos and things like that. You have to kind of earn your way there. And that's how we stop the trolls and the bots, by the way. So check it out, brighteon.io. And then for the off-grid knowledge base system that will work even if the internet goes down, download our language models at brighteon.ai. We've got 3 models released for free. They're nonprofit, non-commercial, open source. They're available now at brighteon.ai. And we've trained them on preparedness skills, on herbs, nutrition, gardening, permaculture, medicinal extraction, emergency first aid, off-grid living, wild foods, foraging, all kinds of stuff like that. And we have massive training underway to expand the knowledge base of these language models. And we're going to keep releasing them free of charge all year long. As long as, you know, we're still online, you can download those and you can use them locally off grid. They do not need the internet to work to use them. They don't work through the cloud. Okay. And thus nobody is surveilling you. Not us. Certainly not the NSA. Nobody. Because you can just unplug the internet and still use these tools and they still work. And we designed it that way on purpose. All right, so those are the 2 sites you need to take action. Brighteon.io, sign up, and Brighteon.ai, download. And install the language models and start learning how to use them. I'm Mike Adams, thank you for listening. God bless you all, take care. All right, we've got Gerald Celente coming up in a few days here on Brighteon.com. And Gerald Celente, in case you don't know, I mean, he's a legend of financial analysis and geopolitical analysis, understanding energy and commodities and everything that's going on in the world that will affect your assets, your money, your life savings. And did you know he's got a journal? It's called Trends Journal. The website is trendsjournal.com. And here at Brighteon, we have now partnered with Gerald Celente. If you go to trendsjournal.com and you subscribe to his journal using discount code RANGER, then you will get 10% off. You just click on subscribe right here. You can subscribe to the Trends Journal and use discount code RANGER. You'll save 10%. That is an affiliate deal. It helps support this platform in a small way, but it's a great value for you. The tiny amount of money that you might spend on Trends Journal, believe me, you will save your assets who knows how many times over, thousands of times over probably, if you have any amount of money at all, because Gerald Celente has been right again and again more than anybody I know in being able to call the shots on what's coming financially. He called the 2008 housing, the subprime mortgage collapse. He called the dot-com collapse, and he knows exactly what's going on right now. I mean, he doesn't have a crystal ball, but he's got wisdom. He's got experience. So he's able to help you protect and secure your assets through risk-reducing strategies that, you know, the mainstream media won't even talk about. They don't even know. And most financial advisors don't know this information either. So check it all out at trendsjournal.com. Again, use discount code RANGER. Save 10% on your subscription. Help support this platform. And take advantage of the incredible experience and wisdom and strategies that Gerald Celente can bring you. You will thank him as the collapse accelerates. Trust me on that point. Thank you for watching. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency. And then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks.
This is a 50 gold back bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill. And that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one gold back here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if we can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, See, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to brighttown.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's brighttown.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you could check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like brighttown.ai or brighttown.io, or you can use Brighttown Social or just brighttown.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then of course the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's, it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world's becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.